You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Tariq looked cooked
at that. Yes, we were sitting there watching that being like, she's coked up.
Oh, yeah, she had another bathroom session with her friends at her house. Where's Lisa Rinna to call her out
she
on it?
She met him there.
Yeah. Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks, doll.
How have you been?
Yeah, not bad. This week's really tested me, though.
Oh, really?
Just been a big one.
Care to share any details on it? Or
no, just a lot of things testing me this week.
Sure.
Yeah. I just feel like it's time for a lobotomy.
Am I one of them?
A little bit, actually. I felt a bit snappy at you today. It was
a little bit tense. You did damper my very positive Sunday that I was having.
Well, look, someone's got to tear you down.
Yeah, thanks for that. Before we get into why we're really here, I just want to touch on a couple things with White Lotus.
Yes.
Wow, we've actually had a bad rap, the gays, with this show.
Talk about Ancestry.com.
I don't know what gay has really pissed off Mike White, but we have had a terrible run with that show so far. Just to quickly recap.
Now we're brotherfuckers.
Season one, we were like, well, the gays were, what was it? He was a drug addict.
Which one was that?
The hotel manager. He was a drug addict. And yes, we got that very graphic scene with him and another gay.
Lucas
Gage.
Hedges, is it? No, yes.
Yeah. No, Gage?
No, it is, yeah. Something like that.
So, already off the bat, we're unhinged drug dealers. Sorry, drug addicts. Season two, we were just schemers trying to get every... Like, we're trying to kill off rich women. Yeah. We're trying to take down wealthy white...
fag hags.
And take their money. And now season three, we're incest. Yeah. I think that's literally, you know, the three of the worst things.
What's next? I'm very intrigued.
No, I think I know. Season four, I bet you the gays will be pedos.
Yeah.
Predators.
That's not good.
Like, oh, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, Mike White, what's wrong? Who did you dirty?
Can we get a good, like, throw some rogue Lezos into the next season at least? I'm sick of getting beaten down every season.
Have there been any Lezos?
Yeah, the hotel manager in season two was a Lezo, but she was kind of iconic for it. Like, I want to see some like
iconic gays.
Yeah, iconic gays and maybe some trucker Lezos or something. Like, just give us a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I digress.
Good one.
Let's talk about why we're really here. Mm-hmm. So, our girl's from Sydney.
Yeah.
What did you think of this episode overall?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, it was a bit of a to be continued with the healing session. Mm. Other than that, it was kind of a pretty simple episode. Like, I don't think, like, too much really come from it. But obviously, like, New Zealand starts and stuff. So, you know, that will be cool.
Yeah.
How awkward for Jackie in that healing session. Like, that poor doll was just trying to really push to a resolution. But these bitches were not having it.
She looked like she was dressed for a corporate event shortly after. Like, the vest, the jacket, pantsuit situation, bit confusing when the theme was boho chic or whatever it was, and she came completely off theme.
Random. And I would have thought that would have been right up her alley, but...
Absolutely.
It's not.
Martine asking for a reading and doesn't get one. I think, like, I would have gone in with the same mindset. I'm like, I'm here to see what the angels have to say because I've been through it.
Yeah.
But instead, we're getting a transform you.
Yeah.
Like, one-on-one.
Also, like, Chrissy kind of annoyed me when she was like, oh, what's Martine even doing here? Like, she doesn't have a place here. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you literally... She's fucking damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. Because if she didn't rock up, you would have had a problem with that too.
Well, she put a target on her back ever since she came for her own Noosa in her own house. Yeah. So, but what I will say, what I've started to notice in this group now is that everyone, when it comes to like these big group things, not everyone is there. So, for example, the healing session Victoria, Sally. Was that it? Those two weren't there.
Mm.
Whereas I feel like those two kind of needed to be there because they've kind of had their little tiff around the whole cancer thing. And then we see at, you know, when they go to New Zealand now,
Caroline and Nicole.
And Nicole aren't there. Nicole wasn't at the healing session. I just feel like when it's these big group activities, when they've got things to resolve, they're not actually there.
I know. And that actually is a good point. And it is with this cast.
Yeah.
They will sit shit out and it's annoying. Like, you're like, come for the show.
Yeah.
At least.
You've like, signed up for this. Like, Nicole wasn't even in this whole episode.
Yeah, literally. Like,
what's like, going on there?
Even if you don't want to be there and you have no intention of, like, resolving with Terry or whoever, like, just come and give us some drama.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see this being dragged out. And I think that's what, like, we had feared from the start. Like, I remember there was rumors about Sydney, you know, kind of not having a really smooth filming, like, for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can kind of see that play out by, you know, certain cast members not coming to certain things where nothing is resolved and no one really is moving forward, so nothing's really happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be interesting. Like, I wish they all went to New Zealand because I feel like that would have been such a fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, have the cast come to some sort of resolution or even blow things out of more proportion. But, you know, it's just like no one's... They're not all there.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, my God. I hope they do the fucking Mario Kart course.
Same. Oh, my God. It's actually so fun to see them go to
New Zealand. Where we were. Yeah. It made me miss Queenstown. That was fun. Can I just say, back to the healing session and stuff, Kate is pissing me off. Like... She just looks like an infuriating person to have an issue with. Like, the smirks on her face when she says something towards you, it's like you would just want to be like, fuck off.
I mean, that's like, it's kind of like a good quality to have in a housewife though, right? Like, she's pissing them off.
So yeah, of course.
She's riling them up. But, she's also not... kind of rolling with, you know, oh, you know, we'll resolve this, we'll move on, and then something else will happen. Like, she's just dragging this out again. And it's just like, I think we only get like 8 or 10 episodes of this. Like, we're on season episode, what, 4 or 5? Like,
I also don't know what Caroline did to her that was so bad. Like, for Kate, one thing that, like, I feel like is like fucking fighting talk is like when Kate says to Caroline that she's lived a meaningless life.
Yeah.
Like, ouch. That is like, you say that to like your sworn enemy or something. Yeah. Like, that's like, I don't know if you can come back from that. Yeah. Like, if I had a falling out with a friend and they told me that I've lived a meaningless life, I'd be like, damn, like block, delete. Like, that's fucked.
Yeah. I also don't think, whilst yes, I do think that is a terrible, like, ouch, can't come back from that. What's the big deal about bringing up dark magic?
Like, that's what I was thinking too. I
would be laughing that off. One, first of all, that it's such a ridiculous claim to, you know, bring up, like, that has nothing behind
like
it.
Like, she's got everyone's voodoo doll.
Yeah, two, I've already had a rumor of that spread around me in high school when I started.
That you had a voodoo doll?
No, that I was practicing dark magic and worship demons and tried to top myself. Like, but, you know, I didn't know about that until years later. And I was like, first of all, who the fuck said that?
Also slay.
Where did you get that from? Where did you pull that, you know, shit from?
You're now hexed.
Yeah. And yeah, the dark magic will be coming to you next. So
no, but I thought it was ridiculous too. But maybe it had more weight in that scenario because Jackie was there and like Jackie would very much believe in that shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that if it was just thrown across the dinner table and Jackie wasn't there, I think it would have been laughed at.
Yeah.
Whereas
that really had some power behind it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't like that.
I wish we saw Chrissy actually go hysterical because all of the girls look like she, like they could see what was going on.
And they weren't filming her.
A camera panned because Terry looked like she was like, look at her, she's going fucking nuts.
I know. Like what was I she wish doing?
I could see
head spinning.
Yeah, her fucking like hands up in the air, crashing out. Like, I wish I saw that.
Yeah, she popped off.
And then we go, you know, that's completely over. You know, healing session was a complete disaster. Do you think it was a setup? Like, do you think Terry had the right intentions there? Or do you think it was kind of to be in Kate and Terry's favour?
I don't know. Like, I kind of see why the other girls got that vibe.
Mm.
I think that I do think that Terry wanted to get to a resolution because she's probably feeling a little bit awkward with the whole group at the moment. But I think that she wanted to also prove a point.
Yeah.
So I think she wanted like both. I think she wanted it to land the right way with the girls, but I also think that she wanted to like get there and prove a point to Nicole about something.
Yeah. Well, she proved a point, but I don't think it was well received.
No.
Anyway, we go to the races, cup day with Chrissy. First of all, she's getting styled beforehand.
Yeah.
Did you notice that they were actually pouring just a bottle of Grant Burge? Like it wasn't actual champagne.
What's Grant Burge?
Oh, it's just like your Jacob's Creek kind of.
Yeah, but it's still champagne, right?
Yeah, but like if I'm getting styled, I want a glass of Moët or Moët. Yeah. Not a
Grant Burge. That's like the house fucking wine at the
Settlers. The bistro down the road. Yeah. Like, I want a little bit more of an elevated experience. Mm. Thank you very much. But nonetheless, she looked great at the races.
Yeah, she did. So did Sally.
Yeah. And then I loved like the little back and forth, like them commentating what was going on with the horses. Like, Chrissy breeds horses, so she's got like this whole, you know, tactic around who's going to win.
Mm.
And, you know, we're not going to bet on that one because that horse is sweating and it's already nervous.
One of them was foaming at the mouth.
One of them's foaming at the mouth.
Do we need a vet?
Yeah. God, Kate. You would not see Kate anywhere near that event.
No way. Like,
she would be so against horse racing.
She would. It's still a bit of a controversy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Look, I like the idea of going to something and dressing up, but is the
race. We don't want to see a horse fucking smashing like, to the ground.
No, thanks. I don't want to see a horse foaming at the mouth, that's for sure.
No. Also, just with the way that they were trying to decide which horse was going to win, I love that they landed on just some woman walking up to them being like, number five, it's my horse, bet on it. And they did, and then it won.
Yeah, little Nipotino or whatever its name was. Yeah, good on them for winning that. I wonder what they won.
Some moolah. Can I also just say with Sydney, one thing that I notice is when they're going between scenes with the different girls, you know how they always show like some luxury cars driving around the city? It's so funny to me because like obviously we've been to Sydney and it's like I know that the ratio of luxury cars to fucking Camrys driving around that city is like 95% Toyota Camrys to one little luxury car. Yeah. So
they've probably rented those out for the day just to literally get some footage.
Imported.
I love the scenery though that they capture of Sydney. I think they've done a really good job of making Sydney look absolutely amazing.
Well, Sydney is amazing.
Yeah, but I find that more aesthetically pleasing to look at when you compare it to Melbourne.
And I'm just like, a Melbourne hater.
Yeah, I'm not a big Melbourne lover. I will say that.
I love Melbourne, but you're a hater.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, no, I couldn't do it. I could do it for a weekend, but I could not live there.
Yeah, but you've also never really gone to Melbourne outside of just getting paro. So I feel like you need like some other reasons to go.
That's not true. I used to go for work all the time, at least two or three times a year. So.
Yeah, but you would just sit in a room.
I lived the nightlife.
No, you on didn't. A weeknight. No, at the Cass?
You know what? I've seen enough. So. Okay.
He's called it.
The weather is revolting.
Oh, well, so is Adelaide, actually.
Yeah. And so that's why I won't be sidestepping to Melbourne.
Mm.
Anyway, well, let's leave it there. You know how I feel about it. I will not be moving there.
Sorry, Melbs.
And then we see Victoria. So she's going, you know, she's at the stables trying to drag her horse around in the Bentley in the horse cart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this episode had many different funny little one-liners, like Chrissy saying, if you look back, you get a sore neck.
So, yeah.
You know, looking back on...
Don't look back.
Yeah. And I feel like I need to adapt that to myself as well, because I was looking back at old Snapchats from from maybe about 3 years ago when I was at my thinnest, and I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, I'm going to take a leaf out of Chrissy's book, and I won't be turning back.
No.
I'll be just focusing on the now.
Yeah. The Snapchat memories are brutal.
Yeah. Victoria, this is another good saying, that I liked that she said, why would I learn my lefts or rights when... No, what did
she said something like, why would I bother learning left from right when I'm only moving forward in life?
Why do I need to know left and right when I'm only going forward in life?
Yeah. But like, also, yes, it's funny, but bitch, you do know your left and rights.
Let's be real. It's Victoria. And she's known for these sayings. And I just loved that. I loved that she was also like talking about the two lives that she has. She's got, you know, the eastern suburbs life, you know, she's the mum. She goes out to all these lunches and lives this very lavish life. And then in the same breath says, and then I have this life with you guys when I'm just in the country with the horses. And
it just brings her back down to earth.
That girl that she was talking to, I must have been like, oh my God.
She was checked out. She was like, I can't listen to this one breath from this bitch once more.
Oh my God. And that's pretty much it. We start seeing them go to New Zealand, mm-hmm. Queenstown. So excited to see how that unfolds. I wish there was more.
Yeah.
More of the cast going, but.
And so Chrissy's leopard jumpsuit, toot or boot?
I'm going to say that's a toot.
That's a boot.
I love that she was on the phone talking like about her outfits, and she's like, oh, I've got this leopard like jumpsuit.
And she was for real.
And she had like, the girls were out.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was going to like fully reveal them too. I just thought, you know, it was a very Chrissy thing to do.
Yeah.
I appreciated it. She looked great.
I feel like the color of the leopard print was weird. Like, it was almost like a purple gray.
Yeah.
I feel like it just needed to be a normal leopard
print. Nah, I appreciated the purple. I loved it.
Okay.
I'll say that.
And so, we're obviously, like, kind of halfway through the season, I would say. Like, they've just done the second trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your thoughts on Martine so far?
I think she is a lot smarter than what she's playing off on.
Yeah.
I think we're probably going to see her develop more throughout the season, probably on this trip as well. First impressions, I was like, oh, I don't know about you. But I think after seeing that, the way how she responded to Chrissy at that lunch from the last episode, I was quite surprised with how intelligent she actually spoke.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, when it comes to more arguments, she's going to be able to stand her ground a little bit more.
Yeah.
Also, looking like a 25-year-old.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't get over that. Like, she literally looks insane. It's so good. I agree. I think that they've done a good job in picking her. And I'm just keen to see her get into some beef now. Mm. Like, she's, you know, kind of been on the sidelines a little bit. Like, she's getting to know the girl. She has had a little bit of back and forth with Chrissy, but nothing too much. So, like, now I'm keen to see her get her hands dirty a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I think that anyone that kind of goes up with her will be surprised at how well she can hold herself.
Yeah. She's come across as this, like, trophy housewife, but I reckon she's got some grit to her.
And I also love that Kate is like slowly retracting the shitty things she's said about Martine. Yeah. I hope that they like make Kate look like an idiot at the reunion with that, like with her first impressions of Martine.
Yeah, I think that'll come back to bite her for sure.
Yeah. She's just annoying me this season, but whatever.
Yeah, she's definitely playing a different role than what she was last season. She's got a different edit
Yeah, I just feel like, and maybe it is the edit, I don't know, but I feel like she's just not someone that I would vibe with. Like, she would piss me off a lot.
Mm. Oh, God, you two going head to head. That would be something I'd like to see.
Yeah, she'd bloody lose, mate. Anyways, is that it for Sydney?
That's it for Sydney. Let's move on to Beverly Hills, the grand finale.
I know. Over already. Look, definitely was a better season than the last one, but... like, we have high expectations of Beverly Hills, so they need to seriously, like, look at next season and see how they're going to keep bringing it, you know?
It was a really slow burn. Actually, like, the first episode started off great, like, Dorit spiralling like that.
Yes,
banging it down the road, smoking. That was probably the, like, I was like, all right, we're back. We're good. And then it just really stalled for like a good 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Got a little bit better, then stalled again, then got a little bit better. And then we kind of saw it pick up at the end. It was just too inconsistent. And then I think being with like being airing at the same time as Salt Lake City did not help it at all.
Yeah.
It really kind of shone light on how weak this season was.
Yeah.
But
it was a good episode.
I appreciated it as the last episode. I really don't understand Garcelle's gripe with Kyle going on about how Kyle didn't stand up for Sutton on the boat.
Mm.
I'm over that. One thing that I saw a snippet of this on TikTok this week, and it showed when like Sutton was like, oh, I've just been beaten down so much. And then it went through all the flashbacks montage of her getting like attacked.
And isn't it crazy how much like they can make something look so one way?
Yeah.
Because when they're showing all of the videos, you kind of, you look at it and go, fuck, like, it does look brutal, but then it shows the flip side of Sutton.
And I didn't know they were going to do that. I was like, how? They're going to fucking make her look like the victim again. And then Garcelle said, but she hasn't been a saint in this either. And then it shows her all the other side.
Like, you know what? It's just like...
God.
Yeah. And like when the girls were talking, I think they were talking to Jennifer Tilly about it when she was kind of saying like Sutton's upset, blah, blah, blah. One of them said, like, she dishes it out just as well. And that is so true. She does. She fucking always makes little tiny comments and digs, especially to Kyle. Like, she doesn't even understand how lucky she is to have Kyle. Like, even Kyle coming up to her at the beach to check on her and stuff, like, no one else does.
Yeah.
And then for Sutton to, like, constantly try and tear Kyle down. Like, I honestly think she's just a jealous, bitter woman.
Yeah, she is.
Anyways, just before we get properly into the episode, I just want to mention, I saw a meme this week about mentioning the comment that Kathy made about Mauricio not being in the best financial position.
Mm.
What's your thoughts on that? Because, like, surely, I'm pretty sure he has a pretty decent net worth. And then, obviously, owning the agency.
So, apparently... this is what I read somewhere. He's got, you know, he owns the agency, right? But, and there's many agencies, like, there's many the agencies over, like...
well, I've actually looked it up, and fun fact, there's actually...
they're franchises?
I don't know, but there's an office in Sydney. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. They have over 110 offices around the world.
Wow. Well, and apparently they're franchised, so he doesn't actually own them.
So, he only owns, like, a portion of them.
The side of it, and then he would sell off, like, a franchise where... they would profit from it, not like they might give him like a percentage, but it wouldn't be as much as him to be like, I'm opening an agency in Sydney and all of those proceeds are going to go, or like all of the profits are going to go to me.
But like, I'm pretty sure I read that they've had a total like net sales of like $43 billion. Like, there has to be like a lot of money in that for him. Anyways, I just thought it was an interesting comment because, like, she wouldn't have made that comment if there wasn't truth to it.
Yeah.
So, just thought it was interesting. It's, you know, spiked my ears a bit.
Yeah. Look, I think they're going to be... Carl's going to be fine if they divorce.
Mm.
She'll keep this show for a long time. She's, like, literally one of the main producers on it anyway. I don't see her going anywhere anytime soon. So they're going to the markets. Mm-hmm. And that's when Sutton's obviously cracked the shits and comes later. And then Jennifer coming up to her and saying, oh, you know, I did tell them that it felt like, you know, a premeditated attack on you. And then even Sutton was like, why would you say that? Like,
yeah.
I feel like even Jennifer is not reading the room, even with her own friend there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's even pissing Sutton off.
Mm.
She's
and pissing all of them off. I don't know. I know that we've mentioned it on the pod before, but Jennifer Tilly just seems so out of place in this. Like,
it's
and
not
it's
right.
It, but it's getting to the point where it's a little bit hard to watch in terms of like, it's like cringy or like you almost feel like that secondhand
embarrassment
for her. You just want to be like, girl, like.
Even when she would just say random things and the girls are like,
what?
They don't even respond because it's just awkward and annoying. And
it's just awkward like, energy.
I know.
Different sense of humor, like just different. They're just on the different page.
Yeah.
But I love how the markets have like all that expensive jewelry and shit. Like it would be so weird because I feel like the only markets that we've gone to, it's like people making like homemade arts and craft clay plates to fucking buy for $5. Like,
I would love to like go to like one of those just markets and buy just some quirky little like pieces. Like,
yeah,
even if it was like a bracelet or jewelry
like
or whatever. I know, but I'm like, well, is this from Temu? Like, I'm sure back in the day there were like genuine.
We need to speak to the vendor.
Yeah, or like I saw it when we were in Airlie Beach, or you know, even when we're in. Oh, it would have been years ago, like the Gold Coast and stuff.
Yeah,
they do markets and stuff. And it's like, oh, that would be really cool to have something like that you say you got at the markets. But I'm like, I'm not joking. All of it now is probably Alibaba.
Yeah. And like the fake perfumes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, that's the only market that I know. I've never seen a fucking diamond ring at no markets that I've been to. Henny.
La Visa pop up.
Just going back to what we were talking about when Jennifer Tilly was like bringing up the, you know, Sutton being upset over the, you know, potential coordinated attack and shit. I loved Kyle's response to Garcelle when Garcelle was like, she wants your blind loyalty in this. Like, Kyle literally turns around and says a sentence, then goes, fuck that. Like, I fucking feel the 100%. Same way. Like, and you know what? Like, yes, I do believe that, like, sometimes a friend just needs you to have, like, the blind loyalty towards them, but not when it gets to a point where it's a toxic friendship.
Yeah.
And that's what it is with Sutton. She's a toxic person, and Kyle does not fucking owe her a thing.
No. Sutton dug her own grave. Also, I don't think it was like a premeditated thing. Erica started having a go at Sutton without Kyle and Dorit there.
Yeah, literally.
Like, Erica doesn't need to practice anything.
No.
Like, she will read a bitch.
Yeah.
Whenever she wants. Like,
quite evidently.
Off the cuff of whatever that fucking saying is.
Yep. And she had it coming.
Yeah.
And then Kyle being like, when they were kind of like showing how Sutton repeats things.
Oh.
And then Kyle's like, yes, we think it's true. Yes, we think it's true. Yes, we think it's true. Like, I was fucking losing it. Because it's like, what the fuck? Why are you like resetting?
Yeah, literally, error 404. I can't. She is just, I've had it. Kathy pissing herself at the dinner.
Hang on, I know I keep jumping back, but yes, Kathy pissing herself, but also Sutton telling Kathy that she just wants to be a Barbie and pretend that she doesn't have an IQ of 140. Like, what are you talking about?
And Kathy's just like, okay. Looking like Bruce Jenner.
What do you think your IQ would be?
Fucking low, doll. Like, really low. If I have a podcast about Real Housewives of whatever show, whatever city,
the IQ's not there.
It's fucking like pretty
dismal.
Yeah, it's flatlining.
You got to give yourself some credit. This is tough work.
Well, you know.
True. Anyways.
Sure. What do you think yours is?
Look, I reckon that one point in time there was potential.
Before Real Housewives came out, probably I'd probably be a lawyer.
Or before I discovered Jacob's Creek, Sauvignon Blanc, and JPS Menthols.
Sauvignon.
Like, the IQ took a left.
Yeah, and it's been declining ever since.
Yeah.
It's been declining every weekend
since. Well, yeah, it's like I've got early onset of something dull.
Yeah, and it's...
Anyways, moving on. Sorry, you wanted to talk about Kathy's piss?
Yeah, no, yeah, she pissed herself at dinner and just wanting to announce it to everyone so confidently as well.
Yeah.
I would also feel kind of a certain type of way if someone, not even a woman, if a man just said, I just pissed myself and then sat down next to me, I'd be like, okay, do you want to maybe go shake your pants, go back out to the markets and maybe buy a nappy or something?
Do you want to go for a walk in the water?
Yeah, like, why have you chosen to sit next to me? Because now I just, all I can smell is tang. Like, it's tang. Just, get away from me.
Yeah,
like,
not good.
I'd rather you say nothing and just be guessing what the smell is.
Yeah. We'll blame it on, you know, whatever's in the air.
Yeah. Tariq looked cooked.
Yes. We were sitting there watching that being like, she's coked up.
Oh, yeah. She had another bathroom session with her friends at her house. Where's Lisa Renna to call her out
on
it?
She met him there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she looked fucking charged.
She
like,
was wired.
She was just like in her own little world. Yeah. She was just on a different level. But
and the chewies like, as well. And I was like, what have you bought at these markets?
The chewies. Yeah. Like, you're sitting at the dinner table with a chewy. Like, yeah. That's... Oof. That's, like, we know what that means.
Yeah, okay, girl. But, you know, she was having fun.
Yeah.
It's the main thing. Another thing, Kyle's impression of Jennifer, spot on.
Yeah. Kyle's really good with impressions.
She is.
Do you remember when she did the Teddy Mellencamp
walk,
impression?
But you know what? It has stayed with her. I think she walks like Teddy
she
now.
She does.
Indefinitely. Like,
she
it's
fucking
like
does.
She did it and she forgot how to walk.
Back, like, her normal self.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cowboy walk.
Yeah, and I've noticed that in this season when she walks to the door, I'm like, is something, what is, like, what's up your ass? Like, why are you
why the legs
like
bowed?
Yeah, and like kicking as well, like hell sea legs.
Sea legs. Like, just fucking stuck on that boat, bitch.
Literally.
I've also never seen someone, I'm talking about now when Erica's doing Sutton.
Oh my God.
I have never seen someone imitate another person directly across from them, but also completely ignore them at the same time. She was doing her impression of Sutton and obviously Sutton was mega triggered and she's like, no one talks like that, okay? And Erica just did not even lock eyes with
Neither
her.
Did
just
kept, they just both kept
they
going.
They just kept going.
And I, at one stage, I'm like, who are you? And then I was like, is Sutton now imitating Erica? Because she's Southern. But, like, Erica and Dorit completely ignored her and just kept going.
They were like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah. And, yeah, no, it was Sutton imitating Erica, imitating her. But it's like, when you get to that point where all you've got is, like, you're repeating someone's thing in a, like, manic tone, you've lost.
Yeah, pack your bags.
You've lost, pack your bags,
leave.
It's embarrassing. You're triggered and, like, it's like Kyle said, you've just got negative energy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Sutton was majorly crashing out. She was crashing out.
She was tweaking.
She had nothing left at that dinner and she had, like, I reckon two wines and was like,
fuck this.
Fuck
Turn
this.
It in.
Kathy's pissed herself. I'm being imitated. Like,
not
Dorit's
good.
Off her chops. Like, I can't be here anymore. Me and Garcelle aren't talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
I think the straw that broke the camel's back, I mean, they didn't air it in the show, but did you see the clip of Garcelle and Erica, like, making out on the beach?
Was that Garcelle and Erica?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I thought it was Erica and Dorit.
No, it was Garcelle. Mm. So Sutton was probably like, fuck this.
Fucking triggered.
Yeah.
And then even, I think, was this before the dinner? I think, or maybe after, I can't remember, but when Sutton and Bose went and did that cooking class, and then Sutton was kind of debriefing and going over, you know, the history of the group and the friendship and the double standards, blah, blah, blah. And you can tell Bose is not buying any of it.
Well, what about the
line
she says where she goes, you know, I've had to really take a step back and realize that given the current situation that Kyle and Dorit are in, it must be hard to look at me.
Oh, physically, yes, it is.
But, like, I love that Bose is also, like, girl.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, that's not a good thing to say. Like,
you...
That's true colours.
Yeah. And I just... Anything after that, Bose was like, whatever. Like, I reckon she just knew... She tried to kind of give Sutton a chance, and then anything after that was just...
Yeah.
Forget it, Treasure.
100%. Like, and that's when Sutton reveals her true self in moments like that. And she's so fucking, like... She has no self-awareness of how, like, hideous that is to say as a friend.
And that's pretty much... Oh, well, they had that...
festival.
Beautiful festival dinner.
Yeah. So, I want to ask you, who's St. Lucia festival outfit was the best?
Oof, I reckon I've got a top three.
Okay.
I think Erica looked amazing.
Mm.
The bolt-ons were out. The little... nipple tassels were barely covering her. Thought that was fabulous.
Yep.
Dorit also looked amazing.
Yep.
But I also really liked Bose's outfit just because of the colours.
Yeah.
She looked really good.
See, my top one was Erica's because of the colours. But I will say that that could have been Dorit's application to be a fucking Victoria's Secret model. Let's be real.
Yeah,
she looked amazing.
Maybe not so, like, she'd probably lose it at the walk, but you know, picture, like, that photo that she uploaded on Instagram. Stunning. Also, I opened that up at my desk at work and I was like, oh great, now everyone thinks I'm looking at some OnlyFans chick.
OnlyFans? Why? Because she was like half naked.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, no, it's a real housewife of Beverly Hills. And they're like, what the fuck's that? And just, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it.
Freaking out. Lock. Yeah. No, she looked amazing. And then someone who's doing the edits hates Sutton, because what was that end scene?
Oh, the chicken legs.
Do you know, I'm going to address it. And just, like, bring it to light that that scene was real and it happened. But I'm not going to say anything about it because I only have really bad things to say about that.
You don't actually need to say anything about it at all.
No.
Because everyone knows.
We should have actually looked at the timestamp. Anyone listening?
No, I think everyone knows the end of that episode. You
couldn't miss it.
Oh, no.
Anyways, so yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Well, consider it acknowledged. It's been penciled down in the minutes.
Thanks, doll.
And then, you know, what I think is so ironic, Garcelle saying, you know, I want to get to know all the other girls in the group after 5 years of just being, you know, with Sutton, blah, blah, blah. I want the girls to feel like they're confident enough to come up to me and, you know, create friendships, blah, 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 blah.
Mm. And then Garcelle she dips. Quits. I know. It makes you wonder, though, like, when are those confessionals, like, filmed?
They're filmed, like... I think they're filmed twice or two or three times. They film like the first half. Butcher this.
They do it in like interims.
Yeah, but like some of it's while it's airing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm not sure.
But yeah, I did think that as well.
But now I'm like, was this because apparently Garcelle and Sutton aren't talking still.
Mm.
Is this like a big fuck you to Sutton and be like, you're fucked now?
Yeah, you're on like, your own.
You're about
like,
to
I'm
get...
not even going to support you outside the show.
And, but even, or like even her leaving the show is like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, this is me getting back at you and now you're going to have no one. And
I'm so excited.
Good luck.
I'm so excited for next season.
I wonder if Sutton will dip. She's clearly got no one other than Kyle and I wouldn't even consider Kyle to be a close friend.
Yeah. See, it's so funny because like I feel like I've always said like I don't want to see Sutton on the show anymore, but now I kind of do.
Now we need to see the takedown.
Yeah,
we need to see that through.
Like I feel like next season's plot could be like Sutton and Kyle major beefing.
Yeah,
fisticuffs.
Erica jumping in. Yeah. Dorit jumping in. It's over.
So I wonder if maybe like a new cast member would be someone that Sutton knows then.
Well, I mean, they did that with Jennifer and it didn't really gel.
No.
And now that Garcelle's gone, who are you going to bring into the mix? It's going to have to be another newcomer. And it's just like, I don't think that's even... Like, there's too many new people are coming into this and it's just not working.
Yeah.
Bose, I think, will be fine to come back again. But, like, Yeah, I don't know. It's not looking good for Sutton, but you know what? I will be tuning.
Count your days, girl.
Yeah, like your time is coming.
Mm-hmm. So that's Beverly Hills.
That's Beverly Hills. As we sign off in Beverly Hills, who is your best on grounds, best on field best for the season?
Best on grounds.
B-O, yeah, B, who is your bog?
Bog.
Who is your bog?
God, that's a hard one.
Mm.
Because, like, I feel like everyone kind of, like, they weren't amazing individually. I don't know. You tell me yours.
Okay. I personally think Erica is up there with one of my favorites on that cast at the moment. I think because we saw her in a different light, not being so aggressive all the time, but still bringing the heat when she needed to,
mm.
but also letting her, like, she would also sit back and just watch it and not get involved.
Yeah.
People are coming for her because all she did this season was, you know, renovate her house. You know what? Give the girl a break. She's probably going to go through it again because she'll get taken to court next year or this year or whatever it might be. And she's given us enough. Let the girl just be in her peaceful era and put some wallpaper up. Like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
But I think she's funny. I think she's very clever when she comes to arguments. She's well put together. Looks amazing. She's one of my faves on that show at the moment.
Yeah. I would probably also say, like, Kyle dealt with copping a lot this season too.
She has over the past couple seasons, but I wouldn't say she was like a big standout.
No. But I don't think that any of them were individually though. Like, it's a hard one to answer. I would say maybe let's just give it to Dorit for finally fucking not talking about the break-in.
Yeah. Yeah. And
she's moved on. Thanks, Dole.
Good on her. She really gave it her all. And I think, you know, that opening scene with her smoking was everything I needed.
That put her on top from the start.
Good on her.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I've just got a couple questions for you before we sign off.
I've got three rapid fires.
Oh, great. Well, I've only got two.
Oh.
But my one question to you, one of them is, do you think that the argument was coordinated between Erica and Sutton?
No.
Yeah, no, neither.
Definitely not.
I want to see what other people say about that.
But I'm pretty sure it's quite evident in the episode that it wasn't.
Yeah.
They would have filmed it if it was.
Correct.
My first one is, would you rather go to an Erica Jane concert or a Jackie Gillies Shine It Up show?
Erica Jane.
Same.
I'm
going to pop my puss.
Yeah, I want to go to the club. I want to see that. You know? I would get pulled into some sort of pyramid scheme at the Jackie show, I reckon. Like, I just know.
You're not mentally strong enough to withstand.
No, I will say yes. So, you know, I just want to go to the
club. You'll come out religious. Have
some fun. Yeah. God knows what I'd sign up to.
Cool.
My second and last. Would you rather go on a cooking class with Bose and Sutton, the beach day with Jennifer, Garcelle and Kyle, or rotting out with Erica and Dorit and Kathy in the bathroom?
What do you mean, the bathroom? When was that?
Kathy was just doing her skincare the whole time, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to say the beach day.
Oh,
Like, not the best company, but, like, they were just sitting there drinking cocktails. Like, that's my vibe. I'll just tune it out.
Mm. See, I would love the idea of that as well, but I think I just couldn't cope. I can't cope with personalities like Jennifer Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon I'd rot out with Erica and Dorit because they were gossiping and I love a bit of gossip.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to go with that.
I get that. All right. My next one is, whose fashion line was better, Kyle's or Sutton's?
Oh God, that's tricky because they were both bad. Oh, you know what it
Kyle
should be?
Kyle by Kyle.
Kyle by Kyle or Beverly Beach by Dorit.
Oh,
what happened to Beverly Beach? I'm going to have to say, out of the
you can be biased, by the way. You can just say Kyle because
I think Kyle, for the time, it was as well. Like, it was just, like, she had her own. I mean, Sutton had her own store, but it's not the same. Yeah, I'm just going to go with Kyle because I hate Sutton.
Same. I knew you were going to get to that. Okay, this one's rogue.
Oh, God.
If you had to spend a night with one of the housewives' husbands, who would it be?
No.
No, like any of them from any of the franchises.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fucking tough. Tom Girardi. Oh, give me yours first.
Oh, I think like mine's Mauricio, but I feel like he's in his party era, so we'd probably just end up drinking and schmalking.
Yeah, and then fucking getting railed at 3 a.m. for hours.
No.
Spend the night. Honestly, he's probably the most like attractive out of all of them. Who else can I think of? There's literally no one. Look, I'm going to have to go Mo as well. I'm not happy about it, but I just guess I'll see it through.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Three-way.
Oh.
We got to wrap this up.
Separate nights. Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for jumping on this week. Thanks for your thoughts on Beverly Hills. It was a great one to close off with you.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the rest of your Sunday night while I edit this on the couch and you make dinner.
Cute.
All right. Uru doll.
Uru.